Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, what is a parent or a preschool teacher to do when a preschooler with separation anxiety won't get out of the car and the parent needs to get to work? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, My Preschooler Fights Me When It's Time to Go to School. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there for us today, would you please? And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. You might just find something personally helpful in there for you. And let's all remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, last week, I answered a question from Patty about her 16-year-old with a childhood history of generalized anxiety disorder. Well, this week, Patty sent in a follow-up question. She writes, "Well, I am a preschool teacher, and as we often deal with separation anxiety, I'm wondering, what would you have done with a child who had such terrible separation anxiety? As you said, the adults were working way too hard. The tricky fact of life is that people do have to get on with life and get to work. They don't have time to mess with kids who aren't ready to make the decision on their own. It is never easy, and I often find myself in the position of pulling the child away from their parent to get them in the door. All the best. Thanks again for your excellent advice, Patty." Okay, Patty, well, thanks for your follow-up question and for your support. As I said last week, needing two teachers and a principal to get a six-year-old out of the car and into the classroom is way too much power for a child. You know, I was getting started on organizing my thoughts for this podcast when it occurred to me to contact my colleague, Joe Newman. And I first contacted Joe after reading his book, Raising Lions, which I thought was terrific. You know, in Joe, I had found a colleague who shared my belief that our child and teen development culture had been co-opted by insurance companies and children were being diagnosed with ailments rather than being understood and helped. Well, I sent Joe an email, and then, much to my delight, 20 minutes later, we were having a conversation about Patty's question. So, I'd like you all to know that this podcast is supported and informed by my conversation with Joe. And you can learn more about his excellent work by going to his website, raisinglions.com. And now to your question, Patty. There are several reasons that the school getting involved to get a child in the door is a very bad idea. If school personnel can do it, then parents can do it. It's really the parent who needs to do their emotional work. They have to be able to do the hard thing of displeasing their child, doing something that their child doesn't like. You know, children are expressing themselves the way they know how. And we should not underestimate the power of a child to fight for what they want. They are willful and smart creatures, and they can read and work your weaknesses, right? Parents need to establish their reliability to their children. You know, if a parent says they're going to school and then they equivocate based on the child's reaction, well, that's not reliable, and children need reliable adults in their lives. If parents enter into a control battle with their child at an early age, well, that pattern of child and then teen resistance, it can become a pattern that will plague their relationship. It'll be a nightmare, and it's going to impair their child and then their teen's development. You know, I've written and spoken about how powerful and undermining the impact of control battles can be. And they can start early, and they can come to be a standard feature of a relationship. So don't start it in preschool. Now, many parents are going to say that not supporting a child's feelings is abusive, and forcing them to do something they aren't emotionally ready for is bad for their emotional development. Now, if they are being manipulative, that's one thing. But if it's their real feelings, it's another. Well, how do we know if they're being manipulative or their real feelings are driving their behavior? Well, my conversation with Joe, he points out that we may never know exactly what their motivations are. What we do know is that they see it as in their best interest to fight for what they want. So, listen, if the bottom line is that they're going to go to school one way or the other, then it's best to show them that fighting won't change anything. You know, we live in a culture that has a medical name for everything, and if it has a medical name, it's a disease or a pathology. So now, my child has the disease of separation anxiety. Does it have to be a disease? It can't be something simple and reasonable, like my child would rather I don't leave and so they're upset because I have to leave. You know, when we get worried about our children's feelings and we see their feelings as a disorder, well, maybe what we're doing is pathologizing them. We're signaling them that there's something wrong with them, that having anxiety means there's something wrong. All this rather than simply validating their feelings. And what I mean by validation is, here's an example. You might say, I know that right now you'd rather spend the day with me than go to school. But mommy needs to go to school right now, and you'll feel fine and be safe and happy in school after a little while. I look forward to picking you up after work and school and having fun together then. And then, without waiting for an answer or affirmation or the child to feel happy, you pick them up, carry them into the school, and hand them off to the school person. When parents equivocate, think about what's going on at an emotional and relational levels here. The child gets anxious or upset about a transition. Next, the parent gets anxious that the child is anxious. You guessed it. Next, of course, the child gets anxious that the parent is anxious. You can see what's going on here. An emotional climate of anxiety and insecurity is now the norm, and that's a miserable place for parents and children to live. It's painful for parents to live in that environment. It's destructive to children to live in that environment. At the end of the day, what we need are confident, empowered parents. Parents who will validate a child's feelings, as we just talked about, and move forward with reassurance to raise confident and empowered and resilient kids. So, folks, those of you raising or working with school age and preschool age kids, here is something to think about. We want children with an experience, an internal experience that goes something like this. When I feel anxious or upset, my parents validate my feelings, and they help me move forward. And when it's all said and done, everything works out just fine. I trust my parents. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Patty, for your follow-up question. And once again, I thank Joe Newman, my friend, for his contribution. And if you've got a preschooler or an elementary age child or work with that age group, I strongly recommend his first book, Raising Lions. And he's working on his second. And you can see what Joe's up to by checking his website, raisinglions.com. He's got a lot of opportunities and resources for us there. Word of the Healthy Family Connections podcast is growing, and the number of listeners and listens each week has just grown enormously, but the number of podcast reviews doesn't really reflect that. So Could you do me a huge favor? Post a brief review for me on iTunes. It would mean a lot to me. Now, this is serious. Please remember to take care of yourselves. You really need it. You do deserve it, and you're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.